Setting up the body for meditation. Coming into intimacy with the here and now. So the here being the place where you are, maybe through open eyes, seeing the forms around you, objects, shapes, light, recognizing what's here, being present with our feelings around what's here, where we are. Coming into presence in the here, really coming into the aliveness of the senses, the eros of the breathing body, the sensing body, the body that's permeable to the world around it. Coming into the here, being sensitive to, intimate with the life of this place. The plants that are here, the non-human animals, the spirit beings, the history of this place, the species that have come and gone from this place, the humans that have come and gone, that have ebbed and flowed through this place, the political realities, the species realities, the elemental realities. Wherever you are, in whatever relationship to the valleys and mountains, the watershed, the continents, the oceans. Just being awake to the here. Being awake to the now. The sense of the moment in which all of those sensate experiences are unfolding. The sense that we can remember a past and anticipate a future. The way that how our minds work is to map ourselves into a long narrative that includes past and future, that understands ourselves as stitched into the web of our ancestors, our culture, our peoples, culture and heritage, the past, the long unfolding causative past that somehow wildly has unfolded into exactly this moment, this moment's reality. And how everything presses forward, including our choices and being molded by our choices, our own life being molded by our choices, into what we call the future, which is just another moment of the changing now, conditioned by what came before. And come into presence in the here and the now. And just notice the energy that's there or here, both in the physical and the temporal, a kind of shimmering imminence. And whatever you notice when you bring your attention to the here and now, let it become bright by just giving it your attention, your care. Find the breath in the body and let the breath deepen and spread to fill the whole body. Letting go as much as we can of the accumulated constrictions, tensions of the day, the week, the month, the season, the year, the decades, the era. So this being present in the here and now is the foundation of all practice. And this foundation by itself can deepen and deepen as we let go of being lost in thought about the past and the present and the future, lost in thought about what's here and what's far away from here. Rest in the shimmering present, place, and moment. And as the mind settles, find some spaces between the thoughts and extend those spaces, letting the energy of this intimate presence expand to fill the space between thoughts and the space between cells in the body. So that the sense of the body as a luminous presence or a vibrating presence grows. If there's discomfort, washing the discomfort in breath and energy and kindness. And whenever needed, adjusting the posture. To just stay present with this bright mind, heart. The investigation that can unfold from here can take up any of the topics of insight, inquiry, any of the Buddha's lists. Because all of the topics for insight are investigations that happen when presence is strong or bright. So today we'll just invite the contemplation on the khanda, translated as aggregates or aspects, types of experience, five things that we can tune into in the here and now present and understand as present place and time arisings, different kinds of information present. And the first is form. This is form seen by the eye, felt through all the senses. So you can do this either by opening your eyes and seeing forms around you, or if you want to keep your eyes closed, sensing forms through touch, through proprioception, knowing the shape of the body, through the skin in contact with things. If eyes open, seeing objects, and seeing how you can sense a kind of solidity, you can see how far away things are. You can see texture and line and color, depth. form is an experience where the senses bring us into intimate contact with the physical world, our own bodies and other bodies, object bodies. Strongly visual, but really using all of the senses. Take a moment and just notice how you are in contact with the physical world, with what's here. Through sight, sound, how you can recognize that you're hearing the sounds of objects and beings, smell and taste, touch. This is the realm of the physical senses. And for the inquiry, it's enough to begin with just knowing that there's physical contact being made, that there's physical sight, that there's physical sound. Feeling the life of the body in contact. This is where the intimate life of the body, the animal life of the body, is most present. Initially, just in the world of sensation, separate from any stories we have or feelings. One way to get out of the story about things is just to label what's happening with a word like sensing, sensing, or form, form. Keep it really simple. Or no words at all. The second of the aggregates or aspects or types of experience is feeling, vedana. Feeling is the affect layer of experience where these sensory experiences are all either pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And the inquiry here is just to notice that feeling is present. Feeling tone, sometimes called. Find something in your sensory field that you can notice as either pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And focus not on the form, but on the feeling. These two are so close together. I can hear the crickets. And I can either focus on the sound as sound, that's form. Or I can focus on the way that I like it, that's feeling. See if you can tune into the feeling of something. And because it's healthy and pleasurable, if you can find something that's pleasant, use that in your meditation rather than painful. You can do it with either, but favor the pleasurable. any time in this meditation, you just go back to the foundation of basic intimacy with the here and now. Just feel the breath moving. Nothing more is needed. And the third aggregate or type of experience is perception, sanya. Perception is the recognition quality. I can hear the crickets as sound, that's form. I like them, that's feeling. And the fact that I recognize them as crickets, that's perception. You can easily do this opening eyes and notice how you recognize all the objects around you. You know what they are. Or do it with part of your body. Feel a hand resting on your knee and notice that you know that it's a hand and that you know that it's sensation, pressure. All of these ways that you recognize or can map an experience, that's perception. Can you tune into that quality being present? That experience happening. The fourth aggregate or type of experience is sankhara, sometimes translated mental formations, volitional formations, karmic formations. It's the cognitive patterns that build on senses, feelings, and perception and stitch us into the narrative of our life. And particularly, they are how we make choices. So notice, this is really the channel of meaning. I hear the crickets, I like them, I know they're crickets, and they mean something to me around living in the country, living in a peaceful place where there are crickets. In the early evening, so much more. Here you might just let your mind wander a tiny bit and see where it goes, and then notice the way that the story is a kind of meaning making. Even when mindfulness comes and brings you back to the breath, that choice is a sankhara. It's a pattern trained into the mind. So find something in your experience in this moment where you can feel, sense the way the mind is stitching a story. Posing a question and answering its own question. Telling the story of your life. It doesn't have to be in words. All the little intentional turnings in our practice to come back to the breath, to straighten up if we've been slumping, to turn the attention to something else, to listen to these instructions and play with them, all of that is sankhara, mental formations. Just noticing there. The last of the khanda is consciousness, sense consciousness, vijnana. The way that there's an awareness of these senses and feelings and perceptions and stories at all. The fact that you know that something's happening means that this consciousness is active. You're not in deep sleep. This one can be a deep place of rest. In the beginning of practices that lead toward a pure awareness, it starts just as the awareness of the senses, knowing that sounds are being heard, sights are being seen, smells and tastes and touches are being sensed, feelings and thoughts are being processed by awareness, held in awareness. So just notice that you are conscious. Consciousness isn't a true nature that somehow exists separate from what it's conscious of. So it's sweet to take one sensation and walk it all the way through the aggregates. I can hear the crickets. I like them. I know they're crickets. They're meaningful to me. And I know that I can hear them. I'm conscious of the sound. And you can feel these in a little circle. The sense, the feeling, the knowing, the story, meaning, and the consciousness of the sense, the feeling, the recognition, and on and around. Right? The blossoming into story and identity, and then the washing out into pure consciousness, and back to the bare data of the sensory world, and around, this is what we do. So we'll practice in silence, play with this in whatever way feels good. See if you can notice the wheel spinning, absent discursive thought, absence the story about it. Rest the mind into a deep silence, spaciousness. at the heart of the perfection of wisdom and teachings is the recognition that all of these types of experience are empty of a fixed intrinsic nature, that they are deeply interwoven, not separate, not possessing the kind of isolated identity that we imagine forms to have. And even the more sticky of our feelings and personalities and life stories, all of these rolling with the wheel of change and conditions and context. And that when we see this, there's a deep going beyond all fixation in the mind. So the closing mantra of the perfection of wisdom, we'll sing three times to close our sitting. Gate gate paragate parasangate bodhi swaha. Gone, fully beyond. Gate gate paragate parasangate swaha. Gate gate paragate parasangate swaha. Gate gate paragate parasang. Boa.